Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or even to find out more about something or just to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on the social media channels and, of course, the podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za. Today's Volkswagen Tiguan is about as good as a Touareg from yesterday. I'll take that back. It's probably better, and yes, I did own an older Touareg. Absolutely loved it. While a new Touareg gets you cutting-edge suspension, amazing packaging, and space and luxury, the trouble here is the Tiguan is that it comes so close. And I've had recently both the petrol and my favorite, the 2-liter diesel, on test. So I had the 1.4 TSI R-Line and the 2-liter TDI R-Line in DSG. Now, here's the thing. If you're going to go and buy the petrol, it's a 1400cc. It puts out 110 kilowatts, gives you 250 newton meters, and it goes through a 7-speed DSG. Nothing wrong with that list. It gets to 0 to 109.2, and the top speed is 207 kilometers an hour, and it'll give you a fuel consumption of 7.6 liters. They both have 55-liter fuel tanks. Now, when you get in that petrol one, it's great. It's bright, sprightly. It feels bigger than a 1.4. The price as tested is 781,600 Rand. And that's the trouble for me. Because for 851,000 Rand, you get the 2-liter TDI. And I've just got to say the diesel feels better. You also have a 7-speed DSG. The power is 110 kilowatts, but you're getting 340 newton meters. Now, all of that seems so similar, but the 2-liter diesel with the torque that is, well, 50% bigger or 30% less than the petrol, whichever way you look at it, gives you similar performance, 0 to 109.4 seconds. In fact, it's vaguely slower, but it feels so much better. It's so much more sprightly. And the combined fuel consumption is 6.6 liters per 100 kilometers with the 55-liter tank. When you get in that car, or when I did for the first time, it's showing a range of 900 kilometers. And you're still getting a hugely spacious car. And the thing is, for the 70,000 Rand more that it's costing you, it's a much better car. Both of them have some amazing features. Some of the things that I loved was massaging and heated and cooled seats. The rear storage is so clever. It's got a tray that's at two levels, but it also has side panels, tiny little side panels that make those sort of weird spaces behind the wheel wells so useful. They are removable, so you can have the full space or you can have somewhere where the milk won't fall over. And then climate control has a magic touch. You know, you can put into the climate control that you want to warm your feet or warm your hands. And rather than program in what you would normally do in much more expensive things, you run what they call these magic programs, and I absolutely loved it. I just can't recommend enough the Tiguan 2-liter TDI R-Line DSG, which was at 851,500 standard. The one I did have came with an impressive panoramic sunroof, but I don't care for those. But it did come with the IQ Drive package, which is travel assist, rear traffic alert, lane changing systems, area view cameras, and proactive passenger protection. Quite amazing stuff, and some upgraded lights, which were really good. The Matrix LED lights are amazing. Service intervals of 15,000 kilometers, and you get a 5-year, 90,000-kilometer service package and a 3-year, 120,000-kilometer warranty. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels. And that's DavidDondi and the podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za.